WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Clients of First Victoria National Bank will soon be accessing their accounts at a new bank.
A merger of the oldest independent bank in Texas, which is First Victoria National Bank, the second largest and one of the most successful banking franchises headquartered in Texas, which is Prosperity Bankshares. So it's a great opportunity for both companies.
First Victoria National Bank President Russell Marshall says that Prosperity Bank is buying out Victoria National Bank for around $374 million in cash and stocks, possibly the highest multiple paid for any bank in the nation in the last 5 years. He says after the deal closes in about 4 or 5 months, there'll be some rebranding, but there shouldn't be that many changes locally.
The First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up on our branch. And we may move employees from one location to the other just for consolidation's sake. But other than that, expect to see the same First Victoria faces just with a new lapel pin on that says Prosperity.
Marshall says this deal has been in discussion since March, and he feels that the merger will benefit First Victoria customers the most by giving them more than 200 branches to do business across Texas and into Oklahoma. There aren't many details regarding an apartment fire that took place in Bryan early yesterday morning. Battalion Chief Jordan Gallagher says just after 1, Saddlewood Apartments had a fire of unknown material in the entryway stairwell.
As soon as you enter the door, it's the stairway up to the apartment. There was a fire. Said it seemed like a trash fire right there on the stairways. There was smoke in the apartment. They were able to get the fire extinguished pretty rapidly.
He says only one person was taken to the hospital with possible smoke inhalation, but everyone was evacuated and let back in after the fire was put out. No other injuries were reported. Yesterday's Bryan School Board meeting made several changes for the school system. For one, trustees unanimously approved a pay raise of 3.86% for teachers. Stipends for counselors will also increase by $2,000. There are also 2 new administrative hires. Tina Tompkins is the new director of special education. She served a similar role in Maybank ISD for 9 years. And David Diaz is the new principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. He previously was a middle school principal and district bilingual director in Cleburne for 7 years. One of the lobbyists representing the city of College Station in Austin doesn't expect crowds to fill the Capitol during the second special session as they did last week. Dan Shelley told the city council he was inside during the raucous debate on the abortion proposal.
It was kind of ugly, and we're not proud of that moment in Texas history. And being a former member, you never like to see that happen. And I think that they're be making provisions so that you don't have those kind of Occupy Wall Street type demonstrations.
Shelley is a former state senator from Houston who also worked for Governor Perry and former Governor George W. Bush. When you pay a traffic ticket issued by Bryan Police, about half the money does not go to the city, and none of it ends in their department. Officer Kelly McKeithen recently researched what she calls a common misperception after being challenged by a local resident. She says when you drive 10 miles over the speed limit, fines and fees add up to almost $190. $110 of that is the court cost, and almost all goes to the state.
Out of that $110, only $17 or $20, roughly, stays here in the city. And the rest of it goes to state funds. And that's even broken down into a whole bunch of different organizations and groups and stuff like that. That's $17 or $20 that stays here for building security, juvenile coordination fees, IT fees, all kinds of things.
The remainder of about $78 is the city fine that's used in the general fund, municipal court, and road and bridge operations. This year, the Texas Reds Festival is raising money for the Bryan Firefighters Association. Spokesperson Jenna Kioski says admission is still free, but the greater the success of the festival, the greater percentage the city will be able to give.
So every year we have sponsors. Well, the more sponsors we have means the less cost that the city has to put on the festival. In the past, we've given a somewhat of a donation to our volunteers to get them to help. And so our volunteers this year, that donation, instead of going to them, goes to the firefighters.
Kioski says the donations will also directly benefit the 4 firemen involved in February's Nights of Columbus Hall fire. The festival will be the last week of September, coinciding with the Aggies football game against Arkansas. At WTAW.com, you can find details for registering as a sponsor, volunteer, or vendor. And United Way, the Brazos Valley, is recruiting volunteers. President Andy Martin says it's related to the upcoming fall campaign.
We are developing the largest campaign volunteer team that we've had in several years here. We're about 90% recruited in terms of our leadership team, and we're looking for 30 community volunteers to help us share the message of United Way in the workplace as well as in the community.
Contact information is on the United Way's website at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 6:13 at 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station proudly presents their 15th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center in Bryan, featuring Jay Perez. Jay Perez. Jay Perez, with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. Tickets for this event are on sale at Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Rodriguez and Jambert Law Firm, Al's Formal Wear. Jay Perez, with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. All proceeds benefit graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. Make plans to attend this year's Scholarship Gala, brought to you by the Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:14. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will continue to keep the weather relatively comfortable across the region. We'll have abundant sunshine for today. I think we're going to be up close to 90 degrees through the afternoon. That high stays put overnight. Clear skies, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow. We're going to be back up around 90. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunshine and 90 to 95 for Thursday. Warmer temperatures, they'll move in by Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple Aggies in hot water with the law. Plus, you can finally have the original 12th man license plate. That's going up for sale. I can't imagine how much. And we'll get you caught up on Wimbledon as well with sports, and we'll do it for you at about 6:50.
The original 12th man license plate?
The 12THMAN will be an official license plate, and they're going to start bidding on those plates in August.
I'm guessing the state gets some of the money.
Some.
Yeah.
Some of it comes back to A&M, and the proceeds from myplates.com will also go to A&M.
Okay. But then they're also probably doing like hook 'em horns or hook 'em or whatever.
I would assume, yes. Yeah. It goes to A&M and the General Revenue Fund of Texas.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My plates will redirect a share to the university.
See, that's Sic'em. They'll do Sic'em, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
They better.
Guns up. What TCU do? Like spit on me frogs or something?
Aww.
Well, no, isn't that right? Don't horned toads spit at you? Isn't that right?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. And then, of course, University of Houston hold the 7-Eleven up and run away.
Oh,
anyway, man. So a New York couple's lawsuit. Again, well, you remember the story about that, right?
Yes.
What, because the cougar was, it's lost a finger?
No. Actually, years and years and years ago when the University of Houston was playing in their first Cotton Bowl Classic, okay, up in Dallas, they were the representatives of the long-gone Southwest Conference, and they were talking to one of the people who was an official of the Cotton Bowl, talking about how they really had not brought that much money into the city. With the University of Houston playing, there was some thought that possibly those people didn't have the means to stay in the fancy hotels. And he said, well, no, there were some people who did some business. The 7-Elevens did well. Half the grads were there eating. The other half were there holding them up.
Mm. See, so. I heard that everybody had a lot of hate for them and was like, oh, Cougar High, blah, blah, blah. And then they kicked everybody's butt.
Well, that's
what I heard.
Well, that's true to a certain extent, unless you talk to Andre Ware, who came to Kyle Field and got his butt kicked by the Texas A&M defense. But then that's another story. Then, of course, there's the story of the Baylor Bears' first trip to the Cotton Bowl.
I think it's too early to be this ugly.
Okay, never mind. A New York couple's lawsuit. No, actually, what they said is that all those people from Baylor drove up to Dallas with a bottle of whiskey, and then they turned around and came right back home after the game. So, in other words, they didn't stay in the city. There. How's that?
Okay. We'll just skip that other story. This is ever so much more fun.
Could have been that they went there with a bottle of whiskey and $10, and they came home with $10. That's probably what it
I think
was.
That's what it was. Information.
Yeah. Situation. Anyway.
We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus.
Now any of those schools would be thrilled to be going to the Cotton Bowl.
Yes, yeah. They would.
Yes, considering that.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 731-13, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 619, that halfway thing. This is day 183. Got 182 to go. It's I Forgot Day. Just, this is the day to make up for all those birthdays or other things that you were supposed to remember and you didn't. So it's I Forgot Day.
What things?
Yeah, that one. I forgot. Made in USA Day. Okay.
Oh, cool.
And World UFO Day. Yeah. Well, the reason is because the Roswell thing happened on this date. All right, we got some birthdays.
Yeah, we do. Lindsay Lohan collecting bets already at 27.
Yeah.
Ashley Tisdale is 28. She's done several movies, but she's also the voice of Candace from Phineas and Ferb for those with youngins. Michelle Branch is 30. She was in a group called The Wreckers. They broke up after one record. She's still very good, though. Yancey Butler's 43. Jose Canseco's 49.
Bounce that ball off his head.
Yep. Christy McNichol's older brother, Jimmy, is 52.
Yeah, it's his claim to fame.
Pretty much. Brett the Hitman Hart is 56. Jerry Hall is 57.
That's a former, she's from Dallas, I believe.
And Mick Jagger's old wife.
Uh-huh.
Larry David, 66. Yeah, I thought he was older.
He'd hurt himself. What's the bald head?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I look older, thank
you. He's got a new movie coming out with John Hamm. Yeah, John Hamm, is that the guy from Mad Men? Yeah, it's going to be on HBO. Right, right.
King Richard. Richard Petty is 76 today.
Oh, man.
And Robert Ito is 82.
I don't know who that is.
He was Sam Fujiyama on Quincy.
Of course he was.
I loved that show.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I threw that
Quincy
in there.
Quincy was good, yeah. Amanda DeMarco, she's 84 today.
So put on seven pairs of shoes.
Yeah, at least.
And change your shoes every hour.
Sam Hornish Jr., he's another race car guy.
Mm-hmm.
Won the Indy 500 in 2008. That pretty much makes him a trivia question, or trivia answer, I guess. Yeah, and then that's probably even. Oh, we do have a Lindsay Lohan story later on today. So just saying, you know, all right.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so now the campaign to sell Obamacare is in full force, and your tax dollars are paying for it all. The Obama administration is now reaching out to the NFL, the NBA, Hollywood celebrities, all in an effort to promote Obamacare. But it gets worse. Your tax dollars are going to be used to train children in government schools on the merits of Obamacare. Yes, let's indoctrinate them. Human Events reports the L.A. Unified School District will use a state grant to train teens to promote Obamacare to family members. Hubbard, California, the state's California Exchange, announced grants of $37 million to promote the nationally unpopular law. Yes, Get the children to do your bidding.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Is a
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Over aircraft safety, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The National Transportation Safety Board is concerned about the potential for a mid-air collision near one of the nation's big airports. There were four near collisions last year. The NTSB is urging the Federal Aviation Administration to take a new look at procedures for maintaining separation between planes that are taking off from one runway and those that are landing on another. You'll be able to watch TV for free if you fly on Southwest Airlines. The discount carrier has just signed a new partnership deal with Dish Network. A Disney app that lets users watch ABC programs on smartphones, tablets, and computers is being expanded to a handful of markets. Disney has been testing Watch ABC in New York and Philadelphia. Users have to prove they subscribe to pay TV services from Comcast, Cablevision, Cox, Charter, Midcontinent, or AT&T. The service will be offered to other subscribers as more deals are completed. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Imagine luscious dark chocolate ice cream with chocolate brownies, miniature marshmallows, chopped almonds, pecans and walnuts surrounded by a rich caramel sauce swirl. Welcome to new Bluebell Rock Slide Brownie Ice Cream, barely legal in 22 states.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell Ice Cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Good morning, it's 626. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call him at 268-1162. Well, more enjoyable weather. High of only 90 today. That'll be nice. Tomorrow about 92 or so, and we'll continue with that number all the way through the weekend. Actually, a little slight chance of showers popping up on Friday night, and Saturday, about 20 or 30%. The low tonight will be a 63, so that ought to be fairly pleasant. Right now, we have north winds at 7, humidity 61%, fair skies, and we have 70 out there.
Your air conditioner is about to become obsolete, and you're going to have to buy a new one sooner or later. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
This time of year, thoughts turn to air conditioning, which is expensive to run now and is about to get more expensive.
People may not realize that the Freon that we use, the R22 Freon, the old refrigerant that we use, is being phased out by the EPA, and a new eco-friendly refrigerant is being phased in.
Jeff Wilson, author of the book The Greenhouse Effect and spokesperson for Service Experts.
The big thing about it is you can't use the new refrigerant in the old R22 equipment. And as a result of the fact that the R22 is being phased out, it's getting exponentially more expensive. So when you go to fix an old unit that uses R22, instead of it being maybe a couple hundred dollars to recharge a couple of years ago, you're up to $600 now. That then brings up the question, do I fix my old system or do I replace it?
Because by the year 2020, the old refrigerant will go the way of the dinosaur, and you'll eventually have to get a new air conditioner. The good news is there is help, starting with the federal government.
Fortunately, they're offering a $500 tax credit right now through the end of 2013 to replace equipment. Now, with all the fiscal cliff stuff going on, we don't know whether that will be renewed for 2014. There are also all kinds of incentives at the state, local, and even rebates at the utility level and lots of rebates from the manufacturers themselves right now. And you can pile those up like a layer cake and use all of them. You don't have to choose one or the other to use.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. If you're a First Victoria National Bank customer, your usual teller will soon be wearing a Prosperity Bank lapel pin. Russell Marshall, First Victoria National Bank president, says Prosperity Bank, the second largest banking franchise in Texas, is purchasing First Victoria, the oldest independent bank in Texas, for around $374 million. Marshall says the main change in Bryan College Station will be that First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up, and some employees might change locations.
All the current First Victoria locations will be rebranded Prosperity after close. And that close will probably take place in the fourth quarter of 2013. It'll take about 4 to 5 months for us to get regulatory approval to close the deal, and we'll also have to have shareholder approval as well.
Marshall feels the increase in locations will be a huge boon to customers.
First Victoria, we were growing our footprint. We had 34 locations across South Central Texas, but Prosperity Bank has over 200 branches across Texas and into Oklahoma. So this gives all of our customers that bank with us many more places to do business with us, especially when they're traveling on business and need access to ATMs and things like that.
He says they will possibly have a shareholders meeting in late September. For more details and the press release, go to WTAW.com. A pay raise and new administrative hires are coming to Bryan ISD thanks to yesterday's board meeting. David Diaz will be the new principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. Diaz previously served 7 years as a district bilingual director and a middle school principal in Cleburne. Also, Tina Tompkins was announced as the new special education director. Tompkins served in a similar capacity in Maybank ISD for 9 years. Pay raises included stipends for counselors increasing by $2,000, and pay for teachers will be increased by 3.86%. A Bryan resident was hospitalized after a small fire broke out yesterday morning at an apartment complex. Battalion Chief Jordan Gallagher says besides the one victim with possible smoke inhalation, there were no other injuries reported at the small fire in the stairwell at Saddlewood Apartments.
Other than that, there wasn't much to it. Everybody was evacuated from all the other apartments in that one building just for precautionary reasons. They cleared all the smoke out of there and then isolated the power and let everybody back in the rest of the apartment.
Gallagher says the fire was put out very quickly. He says the source of the fire was unknown, but it appeared to be trash. The Texas Reds Festival is coming up the last week of September, but signing up now as a volunteer, sponsor, or vendor could make a big difference in donations towards the Bryan Firefighters Association. Spokesperson Jenna Kioski says the greater the number of sponsors, the larger the percentage of the proceeds that the city of Bryan will be able to donate.
The other cool part about all this is that we're really engaging our downtown merchants this year and getting them involved so that they can kind of be highlighted and have steak-inspired specials. We want to send our patrons into their doors to get to sample the kind of the good food that our own restaurants provide.
Kioski says more than 700 volunteers are needed to run the festival, and sponsors who pay as little as $500 receive some great privileges. For more details about taking part in the festival, go to WTAW.com. The largest campaign team in several years is being organized for this fall's United Way Drive in the Brazos Valley. President Andy Martin says they're looking for 30 people to spread the word and other volunteers for other duties.
We're also looking for people to help us with signage and promotional of activities in terms of yard signs and posters around the community. If people are interested in helping us get our message out by delivering things, we could really use the help that way.
Go to the United Way's website, uwbv.org, for contact information. The Bryan Police Department wants you to know that the only reason traffic tissues are issued is for motorist safety. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it's not about the money.
As far as the police department directly getting any of that money back, it's we don't see a whole lot of it. Now, we may get some of it through a state program that those funds went to. We may get a grant, or the city may decide to use some of those general funds to help us get some equipment. So I just kind of wanted to dispel that rumor that we are out there giving tickets to build revenue.
McKeithen says the total cost for driving 10 miles over the speed limit is almost $190. Almost all the court cost of $110 goes to the state, and the remaining $78 is the city fine that goes to local roads and bridges, municipal court, and the general fund. And a former member of the state senate who is now a lobbyist for the city of College Station tells the city council he doesn't expect what he called Wall Street-type demonstrations to return to the state capitol. Dan Shelley, who also worked for Governor Perry and former Governor George W. Bush, says the second special session could have been limited to only the proposal for stricter regulations on abortions.
Both the transportation and the one on the parole for capital for a 17-year-old, those, if they've been taken up earlier in the day, on the last day, those would have both passed. But the lieutenant governor saved them for last, and that's why they failed.
Shelley expects a third special session to take place, but not until next year, to address school finance after lawsuits are resolved. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06. You can find news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. No matter what kind of car or truck you have, you'll find the battery you need at Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Good morning. It's time for the weather. It's 6:40. Weather's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Large high-pressure system in the central United States will continue to make our weather pretty comfortable for this time of year. It could be a whole lot hotter. Sunshine and 90. Tonight clear. Lows overnight close to 65. Sunshine will be back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures reaching about 90. Clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. We'll warm up a bit on Thursday with lots of sunshine. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two defensive starters for Texas A&M have reportedly turned themselves into police.
We'll get you caught up on why here in just a little bit. Also, if you'd like the 12th man on your car, you can do that, but it's going to cost you. There's an auction. We'll hit that in sports and a whole lot more coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay, the president's on the way home here sometime, I guess, now. I'm not sure. Anyway, last night he dined with the president of Tanzania. Oh, no, it's today. He's got a quick meeting with former President George W. Bush. Miss me now? who's in the area for a conference on African women. The White House says both men will take part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the site of the 1999 embassy bombing in Dar es Salaam, where hundreds of people were killed. That was an attack that was linked to Egyptian Islamists. Speaking of Egypt, things going well over there.
Yeah, they are.
Boy, I tell you what. See, you wouldn't want to be you.
Can't tell the players without a scorecard.
That's right. Mr. Morsi may, in fact, be on his last day as president. The demands of the people have not been met, is what they're saying. Egypt's military might step in to restore order. Hundreds of thousands rallied in Cairo yesterday and other spots, saying that Morsi needs to get out of here. He's become increasingly more authoritarian during his first year, not helping the struggling middle class. And as a matter of fact, to compound it, some foreign businesses have pulled their money out of Egypt. They don't like Morsi's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, so we'll see how all that plays out. And now, oh my goodness, now see, it's okay if U.S. America is spying on its own people, okay? The world doesn't worry about that. Oh, but when we find out that, in fact, the government has bugged the European Union offices, that they have spied on the EU's computer networks in Washington and at the United Nations to gain access to internal documents and emails, well, now they're getting a little miffed over there in Europe. They're not happy.
They don't cut into that too much.
They really don't. Angela Merkel, who probably, she's about as plugged in as it is. I mean, she's kind of like Margaret Thatcher. You sit down and listen to what she's got to say. She's pretty reasonable. Quote, "We will clearly say that bugging friends is unacceptable. We are no longer in the Cold War." Merkel's government summoned the U.S. ambassador for clarification. The president of France, President Hollande, is demanding that the U.S., quote, immediately stop. Stop it right now. We're going to quit cutting potatoes for you. Stop it. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Again, everybody spies on everybody else. That we're supposed to feel terrible about this. Now, it's interesting, former President Bush, just mentioned for a moment ago, defended PRISM, the internet spying program that began under his administration.
I was gonna say, he defended it because it was his.
He's the one who started this thing.
But is it the same as it was when he started?
Well, now, excuse me, if you say the playing field is open and you haven't defined the playing field, just because somebody else expands the playing field doesn't mean it's all their fault. I don't think the Obama administration needs to take all the hits on this, because you know what? It was the Bush administration that opened the gate on this thing. So
that is fact.
Technology will continue to grow. It will make it easier. You know, how much information can be stored now compared to even when the PRISM Act went into effect? I mean, you can call it unintended consequences if you want to. You can call it abuse if you want to. But, hey, the Bush administration set the rules. In an interview on CNN, Bush said, quote, "I put that program in place to protect the country. One of the certainties was that civil liberties were guaranteed." Yeah, well, good luck with that now. And when asked if he thought Edward Snowden was a traitor, Bush said, quote, "I know he's damaged the country," end quote. And I don't know, we haven't talked a lot about this. It's kind of fallen off the radar screen a little bit. But the more, I don't know, I look at it personally, I really don't know that Julian Assange isn't behind this with WikiLeaks.
I most certainly think he is, especially because they've helped him so much.
They really have. Just everything that needed to be done, they were able to get it done. And I don't know exactly how I feel about that guy. I'm not exactly sure.
Assange?
Yeah. But
I think he's a weasel.
Yeah, but I think that this Snowden guy is certainly not the innocent that maybe I thought he was before. But so we'll see. Jeb Bush issuing a warning to the White House House Republicans on the immigration reform. He said, pass it. He did an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, wrote in part, quote, "No Republican would vote for legislation that stifled economic growth, promoted illegal immigration, added to welfare rolls, and failed to ensure a secure border, yet they essentially will do just that if they fail to pass comprehensive immigration reform." Mm. Okay, there you go. That's the former gov of Florida laying it out to you. That's what you're going to have to deal with. Oh, and by the way, if Republicans think that Marco Rubio's prominent role in pushing immigration reform might put him in good position with Hispanic voters in a presidential run, well, from Latino Decisions, that's a survey, they put him up against Hillary Clinton. He loses 66-28.
Ooh!
66-28.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Hillary.
And the poll, again, illustrates how important immigration reform is for Republicans. 8 in 10 Hispanic voters report closely following news about immigration, including 82% who they voted say they voted in the past for Republican candidates. Remind you of the comments we had a moment ago there from the former governor. They're watching you. You know, if you don't vote for it, we'll see what happens. And again, we'll probably talk to Bill Flores tomorrow, and we'll see how he feels. Again, he's had some misgivings, at least from the border security standpoint of that. But they're laying it out for the Republicans, telling them it's this may be the time, and a lot of people are watching. Yep. All right, 6:46.
July is firecracker hot, but the specials at Rattlers are even hotter, and they're good all month long. Grab any roller grill item like hot dogs, sausages, and tornadoes, 2 for $1. Wash it down with any size flavored fountain drink, only 79 cents. When the workday's done, be sure to pick up a 12-pack of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, where it's July hot all the time. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a tough plant that can handle the Texas summer, consider a vine. If you don't have much space, yet you need the effect of a large shrub, consider a vine. If you're trying to break up the starkness of a long drab fence or wall, consider a vine. We have some outstanding options. This is a great time to let them start performing their magic. Vines work in very little spaces. I'll have details after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If you're thinking about planting a vine, you need to consider how it's going to do its climbing. Perhaps you never thought about it, but not all vines ascend the same way. Some twine and require openings through which they can work their stems. Others have appendages called holdfasts that let them secure themselves even to smooth surfaces. And still others have tendrils that reach out and latch onto wires and stems and other supports. There's also a fourth group that has no visible means of support. They're basically leaning plants, and you'll have to secure them in place. Now, here are some of the very best vines for Texas. In South Texas, coral vine. It's a wonderful vine in late summer and fall with the coral pink blooms, hot pink, and they're beautiful. It's not winter hardy in the northern half of the state. And bougainvilleas, of course, are vines naturally, but they're only in the Rio Grande Valley. You can use them as vines if you have a sunroom or if you have large containers. Getting on to plants that will grow in all of Texas, how about Madame Galen Trumpet Creeper? It's a woody, permanent vine that's actually an improved form of the native trumpet vine. Its orange flowers are much larger than the native counterpart, and it's more refined in the garden. It's not invasive. Clematis are favorite vines in the north. In Texas, we have a couple of lesser-known types of clematis that actually do better. Sweet autumn clematis, Clematis paniculata, is native to East Texas, but it grows well across the rest of the state. And you might want to try evergreen clematis, especially in the southern half of Texas, Clematis armandi. Its flowers are creamy white, but they're produced in the spring. But forget the flowers. This plant has spectacular glossy foliage. That's evergreen clematis. Climbing fig or fig ivy is popular in the southern half or two-thirds of Texas. It adheres tightly to fences and walls, and it's boldly deep green. Now, it'll freeze in extreme winters in much of the state, but it does come back most of the time. Carolina jessamine is popular in East Texas, where it's native, but it also grows across the rest of the state. Glossy, dark green, evergreen foliage, and beautiful yellow tubular flowers in the spring that are also extremely fragrant. English ivy is a great vine if you have shade and have a means for it to climb. Honeysuckles come in several different flavors. Coral honeysuckle, Japanese purple honeysuckle, Hall's honeysuckle is the best of the vines. And Boston ivy is a deciduous vine. It's beautiful on walls, just like Virginia creeper is. Climbing roses are the leaning plants that we referred to. I'm Neil Sperry. Midsummer lawn benchmarks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. A year to the day that A&M joined the SEC, the success is undeniable. But with success comes scrutiny. Two Texas A&M football players were suspended Monday from team activities after being charged with misdemeanor assault and criminal mischief. The school said DeCesar Everett and Floyd Ravens will remain suspended pending further investigations, though they can continue their studies. College Station police say the 21-year-old Everett and 20-year-old Raven were charged after the April 7th fight that started in a bar, moved outside, and then culminated at an apartment complex. Here's ESPN's Joe Shad.
Two defensive starters for Texas A&M have reportedly turned themselves into police to face what will be misdemeanor assault charges. Reportedly, they were among a group of 10 or 12 involved in an alleged attack that left victims with injuries to the face, hands, and ribs. Now, there is a precedent here at Texas A&M Athletics where the players are expected to be suspended and not be able to be participating in any team activities until further investigating occurs.
Bond was set for Everett at $5,000 and Ravens' fee was $4,000. DeCesar Everett, by the way, was the player that made the game-saving interception against Alabama. No one has ever had 1-2-T-H-M-A-N on an official Texas license plate. Now, for the first time, Texas A&M University and MyPlates.com will auction the right to display the one and only 12th-man license plate. And you can learn more at MyPlates.com/12th-man. Bidding starts August the 12th and ends at September the 12th, 2 days prior to the Aggie showdown against Alabama. Proceeds from the MyPlates.com and 12th Man auction benefit the A&M University, A&M University and the General Fund of Texas. MyPlates will redirect its share to the university. At Wimbledon yesterday, it continued to be a hot day, and the quarterfinals highlighted on the schedule today. Sabine Lischke takes on Kaia Kepney just a day after shocking top seed and five-time champion Serena Williams 6-2, 1-6, 6-4. Here's Williams after the match.
Yeah, I felt like she was just on today. She's always on against big players and on big courts. So, you know, it was just another one of those moments. And I feel like she was definitely reading my serve. And I think also maybe I could have mixed it up more.
On the men's side, top seed Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray were among yesterday's winners at Wimbledon. Djokovic posted a 6-1, 6-4, 7-6 win over Tommy Haas. In Major League Baseball, Matt Moore pitched seven scoreless innings for his 11th win of the season in the Tampa Bay Rays' 12-0 shellacking of the Houston Astros. At this point, they were really kind of just rubbing it in.
Here he swings and sends one high in the air into deep left center field. This one headed towards the train tracks, and it's gone! Home run! Ryan Roberts with his second homer of the night, and the Rays lead 10-0.
Roberts' two dingers plus Sean Rodriguez had a pair of doubles for the Rays. Dallas Keuchel took the loss for Houston, giving up five runs in four-plus innings. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have met with free agent Dwight Howard. Hall of Famers Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler joined a team trying to woo the Lakers star. Rockets pitched Howard on leaving Los Angeles and joining the all-star James Harden in Houston. The NBA free agency opened yesterday, but contracts cannot be signed until July the 10th. And finally, the PGA Tour announced Monday that it will implement the ban of anchored putting strokes beginning January the 1st, 2016, opting not to go against golf's governing bodies and adhere to the rules set forth by the United States Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient. Here's senior writer for ESPN Bob Herrig explaining the anchored stroke.
If you look at the guys who play golf, most of them swing a putter with their hands away from their body. The anchored stroke actually puts a part of the club or one of your hands against your body. In the case of the belly putter, which is used by Webb Simpson, who won the U.S. Open last year, and they actually wedge the end of the putter into their stomach. And then there's a guy like Adam Scott, who won the Masters this year. He uses a long putter, and he anchors the top of that putter with his left hand against his chest, and it keeps that end of the putter from moving.
So you will no longer be able to do that starting in 2016. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news. Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Hi, this is Tim Light. My family has been part of the area for 41 years. Every day we are glad that Bryan College Station is our home. A lot of you feel the same way. One way to make sure our community keeps growing is by shopping local. When you do that, money stays here to help provide the services we all want. And it allows our dealership to support local groups when they need it. Plus, it's always great to do business with your neighbors. Bryan Broadcasting and Tom Light Chevrolet remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Bombers Baseball, your minor league experience right here in the Brazos Valley. Fireworks, bobbleheads, a huge inflatable kid zone, cotton candy, Thirsty Thursday, turkey legs, on-field entertainment, live music. Kids get to run the bases every night. The world-famous Smitty Burger and so much more. Start your minor league experience today at American Momentum Bank Ballpark and online at bvbombers.com. Tickets start at just $5. Bombers Baseball, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, Brazos Bingo, Jones & Lowe Agency, and Sterling Auto Group.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Scott & White recognizes how much you value receiving the right care at the right time, and they're opening more clinics and staying open later. Log on to bestofthebrazos.com and vote Scott & White as the best for ENT, pediatrician practice, physical therapy center, podiatrist, urgent care, allergy care, hearing aid specialist, dermatologist, family medicine practice, medical center and hospital, ophthalmology and optometry, and OBGYN services. Scott & White, quality health care in the right place and at the right time.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Pretty nice today. About 90 will be our high temperature, and winds out of the north, so it'll be fairly pleasant. 63 tonight.